This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Well, how about this for a new job title? Vibe Manager. Yeah, companies are hiring vibe managers and paying them $85,000 plus a year to do things like throw lavish parties, create playlists, and organize office field trips. How cool is that? Now, there's a job I could do when I retire, if I ever do. Science says we should be getting more massages. Well, okay then. Here's why getting a massage is good for you. It boosts the immune system, relieves headaches, leads to better sleep, helps your flexibility, is a natural painkiller, and increases your happy hormones. Well, who could argue with that? Architectural Digest has a new story out in regard to overrated vacation spots. The magazine calls these locations overpriced, overhyped, soul-sucking tourist traps. Number one is Cancun, followed by Las Vegas, Las Vegas, Nevada, Niagara Falls, Dubai, and Moscow. Honestly, some of us would have been happier if that list had come out before we went. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Well, very few Americans actually damage their eyes during Monday's eclipse. Scientists originally thought thousands of people would show up in emergency rooms after looking directly at the sun, but in fact, most emergency care facilities reported no visits for eye damage. A doctor in Nashville said they had opened up three extra urgent care locations to handle eye damage and quickly closed them up because nobody came in. Oh, this next story is sure to make Spencer Rivers jump up and down like a toddler. Sure you remember the Village People, YMCA. Well, apparently, after a 38-year hiatus, there's a new version of the Village People with a revamped lineup that includes a new construction worker who happens to be the group's first Asian member. His name is James Kwong. For the record, original members of the band who've been touring as the Village People all this time aren't too thrilled about it. Oh, well. M&M's out with their newest fall flavor, Cookies and Scream. Or in other words, M&M's that taste like Oreos. And just to make sure that's clear, the package shows a cartoon M&M holding a bunch of cookies that look just like Oreos. They're on sale now at Target. Here are a few random facts. The word kimono literally translates from Japanese as wear thing. The opposite of paranoia is called pronoia, the belief that everyone's involved in a secret conspiracy to help you. And the tongue twister "she sells seashells by the seashore" was inspired by a female paleontologist named Mary Anig, who sold fossils out of a little stand on Dorset Beach in England in the early 1800s. Did you know? Or do you care? Yeah. Entrepreneur Magazine says drinking too much coffee might make you dumber. College kids who drink one cup a day have an average GPA of 3.41. Students who drink five or more a day have an average of 3.28. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean coffee is causing it. Like, maybe they need it because they're so hungover. Yeah, most parents are worry warts. And here are the top things parents are worried about most, according to C.S. Mott Children's Hospital. Bullying and cyberbullying, internet safety, stress, car accidents, school violence, unhealthy eating and not getting enough exercise. Drugs and sexting also on the list. Finally, at a funeral industry trade show in Tokyo, a Japanese firm has introduced a robot that performs funeral services. The humanoid robot is named Pepper, and performs a Buddhist ceremony, banging on a drum while chanting funeral rites. Lastly, our knucklehead story comes out of Florida, where a real estate agent recently showed a home to a couple of prospective buyers but made a discovery that will likely kill the deal. While checking out the bedrooms, bathrooms, and closets, a couple got a look at something that wasn't mentioned in the listing, a dead body. Upon finding the remains, the agent called police, who arrived at the scene and sealed off the 5-acre property. The area is now under investigation as police work to identify the remains and determine the cause of death. Yeah, I'd say a dead body's definitely a deal breaker. That's another week of the Daily Buzz. If you see something I should buzz about here on Cozy, please send it to me, paul at wcsy.com. You can fax me, 637-2675. Drop the info off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Leave me a message on Twitter, that super hits Paul. Facebook will do as well. Just leave us a message on our Facebook page. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz available online anytime. All this week's podcasts. In fact, weeks behind as well. Get caught up if you've missed a few shows. You can find them on iTunes and Podcasts Republic and other great podcast sites as well. Just search for The Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift, and that's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Leyendecker. We'll buzz again on Monday. Make it a great day.